Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf, Shir's Pantzer, Lunishmas, and Beak Shalom, Leah Basit Zchok. We're holding in Beit Sadaf Yutes. The Gemara Amud Beis concludes by bringing a Braisa and explaining it that there's a machlekes of how Baal Ta'acher works. When a person has to bring the Dor and the Dovas to be Samigdosh, does he just count three regalim and then he's Oiver and Baal Ta'acher? Or, as the Gemara ends the Daf and says that there's a Shita of Reb Shimon that says, the Chag HaSukkos is Achroin, meaning you have three regalim to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos, and Pesach is first, Shavuot is the second, Sukkos is third. And if a person did his Nedava in the middle of the year, he has a whole cycle to go through Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkos. And Reb Elazar Shimon holds that Sukkos is Goyim. Sukkos is the one Chag that everything depends on it, and once Sukkos comes, that's what a person is chayav Baal Ta'acher. These both shitas are hold that Sukkos is a very significant chag for the cycle of Baal Ta'acher. And one way to understand this really alludes to things we spoke about a lot in Masechet Sukkah, and we mentioned something similar a few days ago in Masechet Beitzah. That the three regalim are not just random regalim that we have throughout the years, but they are a cycle. There's a cycle going from Pesach to Shavuos that ends with Sukkos. One way to explain this is the way the Pachad Yitzchak writes it. The Pachad Yitzchak of Hutner Zitzal says that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is equivalent to someone sending a shaliach. Pesach is when you have the minui hashlichus, the appointment of the messenger. Shavuos is when you actually do the shlichus. And Sukkos is once the shlichus is fulfilled. The Gemara in Gittin tells us, Chozro shlichus etzel abal. The shlich goes back to the one who sent him and says, Asisi shlichuscho. I did as you commanded me to do. Pesach is when Am Yisrael are sent. That's when the cycle of Am Yisrael begins. Am Yisrael start their process of being Am Yisrael. They go out of Mitzrayim, they begin the cycle. Shavuos is when they get the Torah. And now they have their shlichus. Their shlichus is to keep Torah, to keep mitzvahs. And Sukkos is keneged la'asid lavoi. So once you finish what you had to do in this world, and you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I did what I was supposed to do. Here is the shlichus. I'm bringing it back to you. So the cycle is Pesach that leads to Shavuos, that leads to Sukkos. And another way to say it is, Pesach is the beginning. Am Yisrael going on Mitzrayim. Shavuos is the present. Am Yisrael doing what they're supposed to become Torah mitzvahs. Sukkos is the future when we end what we're supposed to do. So you may say the shitas that tell us the Baal Ta'acher depends on Sukkos make a lot of sense because the cycle of the Mu'adim and the Regalim is Pesach that leads to Shavuos, leads to Sukkos. Sukkos is the end. And according to that, these are the two shitas. Rav Shimon is the one who says they need to go through Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Because that's the order to reach Sukkos. And Rav Shimon says, you just go through Sukkos. You have to go to the end game. Once one reached that last destination, doesn't matter where he started from, he ended that cycle. And immediately right away, he's chayav and Baal Ta'acher. But Sukkos is the end of the process. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.